Good morning, girls. It's a new week, Monday, September 25th, 2006. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. This is so exciting that every week I get to just talk about things that I think I'm interested in. And believe it or not, some of you girls are listening too, and this is really fun. I've had a crazy morning. Connor is home today. He is upstairs with a sore throat, swollen glands. Just took him to the doctor. What else is new? The third week of school, Dana is there in Michigan. She could not hold back until I introduced her. She's uncontrollable to speak here. Now, I say every day, before the show goes up, wait till I introduce you. Let me do an intro. She can't control herself.
I'm sorry. You're just too
stinking like this.
Funny.
You're like this breathing. Anyway, so we didn't even make it 3 weeks. Hannah was home for 2 days. Connor's home today.
Aww.
With all the germ fests. And the germs are going to get worse as the earth heats up, ladies. So this has to be the number one issue for all of us moms, global warming. I don't know what we're going to do, Dana. Pretty soon we're all going to be underwater because all the ice caps are going to melt. Oh, look, Rosie O'Donnell, it's 11 o'clock here in New York, and the view is on. I'm so sick of looking at Rosie O'Donnell. I don't even know why. I like her. I don't even know why I'm annoyed. Just because she's there and I'm not.
I was just going to say that. You're just ticked off
just
because
jealous.
You're not there. Yeah.
I'm just jealous. Maybe I could fill in. All of you girls, write to, not the view, I really don't want to do that show. I'm only joking around. Write to all your girlfriends. Tell them to order Happy Housewives Club in paperback. Happy Housewives the book. Because we are going to go to number one. I'm very excited, Dana. The numbers were great over the weekend. And all I do is, you know, I'm always Googling myself to see what's happening, what's out there. And I just have to laugh because there is this one girl. I'm not even going to give her the credit of saying who she is. But she has bought into my name like 6 times, Dana. And everywhere you put Darla Shine, she pops up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay to have that connection. Mm-hmm. So she's got to be going broke trying to stay connected to me.
That's a perfect example of a desperate housewife.
I feel bad for this girl. I really feel bad for this girl. But, you know, the other day, let me tell you what happened, Dana. When Happy Housewives came out last year, I got a letter from this girl who wrote to me and said that she is suicidal, she's depressed, she's, you know, every day contemplates killing herself. She's clinically has chemical depression. She's been on medication since her children were born. Every day she pulls at her husband not to leave her because she thinks she's going to kill herself. Can you imagine this?
No.
So she wrote to me last year, and I said, where do you live? And it just so happens to be that she lives near me. So I went, I met her for coffee, and when we were there, she's, you know, telling me her, you know, issue, and I said, you need to start writing about this. And so, I don't know if you remember, but we had her up connected to our blog, and she's on our mom story page, Debbie's story, if anyone who wants to go read it. So, make a long story short, I encouraged her to write and put all her feelings down on paper, and guess what? Her book comes out in January.
Woohoo!
Can you
How exciting.
One of our happy housewives, one of the women who contacted me, who a year ago was going to kill herself, is now going to be an author. Her book is going to come out. It's on Amazon right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even order it yet because it doesn't come out till January. Right before it comes out, I'll promote it. Maybe you can order it, but it's called Fragments of Hope. And this weekend I went out again with her for lunch and we caught up. And I said, you know, look at you. Look at what you've accomplished in 1 year. Just Dana, by one person telling her that she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was crying and she said, you know, her mother told her she'll never be able to accomplish anything. Her sister told her you'll never be able to do anything. And really, of course, I'm taking all the credit as usual. But really, it just took one person, a stranger, me, taking the time to call her, to talk to her, to meet her, and tell her she could do it. So, you know, what happened is she went with one of these publishing companies called Wyatt McKenzie. And for all of our girls out there, if you are interested in doing a book, what they do is it's like a co-op where you pay into it. They take your book, they print it, they bind it, they put it all together for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and then you share the profits. It's a great idea. It's a great idea for, you know, first-time authors to get their books out there. The book is on Amazon. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to try and help her. And for anyone else who wants to do anything like that, you can do it.
Yep.
It's so exciting. I feel so proud. You know, I just am so happy. So what I was going to also tell you, Dana, is you remember last week, JoJo?
Yes.
Okay. She got caught because, girls, if you're going to write bad about your husband, you have to shut off the computer. You cannot leave the screen up there. Now, Dana, you know the other night Bill and I were fighting. And
yes.
Like, I'm like, oh, here he comes. Boing. Black. Just hit the big X in the top right corner, girls.
It's all gone.
And it's all gone. So, yep. Unfortunately, JoJo's husband read some of the things she was writing, which weren't even that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he got upset, and she thought she wasn't going to blog anymore, or she wasn't going to post anymore until, you know, she was just going to leave the website. We all begged her to stay. Anyway, I was sworn to secrecy, but I'm telling anyway. But her husband emailed me.
Ooh.
Isn't that exciting?
That is very exciting.
So he emailed me, and he said, don't tell anyone I'm emailing you. But now I'm telling everyone, Scott. I can only hold the secret for like 2 days, and then that's it. Okay, it's a very bad habit that I have. So anyway, it was really a sweet gesture. He's like, you know, my wife adores your book. She loves you. Would you give her a call? It would really make her like a whole day. So anyway, I thought that was so nice. So in the meantime, here's JoJo on the site writing that her husband is on the website lurking around reading her stuff and she's miserable and they're fighting. In the meantime, what he was trying to do was something really nice. He really didn't care about what she was writing. He was just getting in there so he could email me.
Uh-huh.
Is that funny?
That is funny. We're so stupid sometimes as women. You know, we get all riled up about something when the men have the best intentions. And, you know, they just can't do it right to save their lives sometimes.
So, right. It gets even better. So on Saturday, now that he emailed me, you know, a few days earlier, on Saturday, I finally got around to calling her. And I hear her say hello. I said, hi, JoJo, it's Darla Shine. And she's just silent. And she's like in shock. So she's like, I said, your husband gave me your number. And she's like, I can't talk. I'm at Applebee's. I said, okay, you go enjoy your lunch and call me when you leave, when you're done. So she calls me up. She's like, I can't believe him going behind my back to email you. How dare he? I said, JoJo, what is wrong with you? I said, first of all, her name is Mary Jo. I said, what is wrong with you? Your husband, it was actually a very nice gesture. And she's like, really? You know, and Dana, it's true. This weekend, I was looking at my husband. I said, this poor guy, all he really wants is for me to act nice to him. And I was really torturing him since Thursday night. Remember the other night I was annoyed at him?
Oh, you were so mad at him.
And I couldn't get past it. And and really, he did nothing wrong. He was just being himself.
And it was, isn't that enough sometimes?
It is, but it really was just me. And as soon as this weekend, I just started to breathe, and I said, Darla, you have to turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was stop being a crazy psycho bitch, and then everything was back to normal. But I think that it really is our hormones, because I just felt enraged.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt enraged. Did you ever feel like that? Like you can't control it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think we all, well, maybe not all, but I think we all get to a point where you're just frustrated about everything. And who's the one person that you're going to take it out on? It's going to be your husband. Because you know that no matter what you say or what you do, at the end of the day, he still loves you. So you can be this total psycho bitch, and he's still going to want sex, and he's still going to love you, you know? That's my theory.
Well, I don't know, but I do know that there's something going on, I think, with me, with my body, that I'm finding that I am, like, losing it. Like, every once in a while, I'll get, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, but maybe, like, just frustrated, and I feel like I'm getting hot. And maybe I am in perimenopause.
Could be.
It could be. So I have to start drinking the noni juice every day. You know, once my cramps stopped, I stopped drinking it as much. But I'm going to see if that helps me out a little bit. And
that would be good.
I also, seriously, lately I have been slacking off and I have been not exercising as much as I used to. So I think that I have to get out there. I have to start walking, start getting my body a little bit more exhilarated, because I think that I'm getting a little run down. That's how I feel. I feel a little run down.
You know, last night I was going to go – well, one of my new friends, I finally met a friend.
Oh, so where did you meet this girl?
She's the mom of one of my youngest school classmates, preschool classmates.
Right.
And we kind of started hanging out last spring, but over the summer we started doing more. So she calls me last night. She's like, hey, I'm going to go walking. Do you want to go with me? And I said, why? Because I'm just not into exercising or nothing. And she's like, come on, just go with me. We'll walk around the campground. There's campground right down the road from us. And so I hung up the phone, and Phil goes, you are not backing out of this. You have to go. And I said, you know, I don't have time to go. I've got so much stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it's a walk, Dana. You're not running a marathon. You're going to go out for a few minutes for a walk. And I did. I went and I walked around, and we had a lovely time just sharing and walking and enjoying
being outside.
Yeah, but here's the rest of the story. This is so funny. So I come home, and before I left, I said, you know, Phil, I want you to clean up the kitchen. Amanda, I want you to do the toy room. And Caitlin was supposed to take care of the animals. And I get home, and the kitchen is pseudo cleaned up. It's like there was a couple of dirty plates left out. The counters weren't wiped down, nothing. And I came unglued. I just came unglued at Phil. I'm like, can you not handle doing the dishes? Just clean up the kitchen. And he's
like,
how?
You know what you risk, ladies? When we do that, we risk sounding like their mother. And there's nothing worse that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have done it. And what was his excuse?
I wasn't gone that long. That's what he said.
Well, he didn't get around to doing it. Next time you have to say within the next 10 minutes.
I know. And I should
do that. But if you would have kept your mouth shut, he would have got around to doing it, wouldn't he?
He would have, but it drives me nuts. Just go and do it and get it done. You know, why can't they do that?
I don't know. But I'm looking. What? Go on.
I was just going to say, I flew off the handle, and I probably shouldn't have. And then I was forced into a position that I hate being in, and that's to have to apologize. I hate saying I'm sorry. I absolutely hate it with all my being, because that means I was wrong.
Well, you have to get over that.
I don't want to. I don't like being wrong.
You have to get over that. But I'm looking here on AOL, and did you see that David Hasselhoff's daughter tried to commit suicide?
That's what I wanted to bring up today. 14 years old.
14 years old. What's going on with David Hasselhoff, though? He's got, like, a black cloud over him.
He does. He does. The article went into saying that domestic and some of the things that he had said to his ex-wife. Is she his ex-wife now? Something like that. Uh-huh.
Well, I heard that he actually beat the ex-wife up at one point. So he's a wife abuser, David Hasselhoff? This is just shocking.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like the type. Look like the type. But I also wanted to talk about this story that one of our moms posted on Friday about this man who stabbed his baby to death on the highway.
Yep.
Now, do you have that in front of you, that story? Pull it up. It was in the general topics. Now, so what is going on? So basically, this guy is sitting in his car and starts to stab his wife. Then she runs out of the car and he starts stabbing the two-year-old girl. The knife gets stuck in the two-year-old girl's head.
Yep.
So in the meantime, are you telling me that all these men sitting in the other cars didn't get out to help? What the hell is going on in our society?
I don't know.
I would have gotten out like a maniac. I would have been right in that car, right in that face.
Yep.
Right in that guy's face.
Yep.
What?
People don't.
People don't. And, you know, people don't even want to get involved when it's something meaningless. There could be two kids arguing in a street. Like, two kids. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen where there's two kids who are fighting, beating each other up, like, on the side of the road. And one time I stopped to stop a fight between two boys who were, like, 12 years old. They were beating each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why am I the only one who stops? Why?
I don't know.
I want to know why, Dana.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't get it.
But the big news is, for all of the people out there, I guess, that all they care about, you know, we're at war. Our troops are dying. People are being killed. But you know what the highlight is today on AOL News? That breakfast is going to be served all day at McDonald's, Dana. This is what is making Americans happy, that they could get a McGriddle at 4 p.m. Now, first of all, you know how I hate McDonald's.
Yes.
I do not want anyone to go get fast food for any reason. There's no reason for it. I see no reason for it. You could stay at home for an extra 5 minutes and fry up an egg, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it on a piece of bread. And if you're going to go out for breakfast, do it right. Go and have a good breakfast. At least go to IHOP and get pancakes.
Yep.
A McGriddle. I find it very suspicious when I get an egg that fits exactly the same size over the sausage and over the bun. Where are those eggs coming from?
Oh.
Is it like a factory-made rubber egg or something?
Oh, I don't know. They're nasty, though.
I think it's repulsive. And you know what? I guess because I just don't eat this stuff, I can't even eat it. I can't even.
No.
It just grosses me out.
Yep.
When we went to Virginia this summer, I was starving.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the highway. We're driving to Virginia, and I was desperate to eat. And we know when you pass these, you know, on side of the road things, everyone has is either McDonald's or Arby's.
Right.
Those are like the two ones. And I'm like, I'm not pulling over. Bill's like, I thought you were starving. I said, I will starve to death until I find something that I want to eat. And that's the way I am. I will not compromise. You know how headstrong I am. So.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, get off at this exit. So we're in some Maryland and we get off this exit and we found this cute little town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, let's go to like a local place, a local, you know, little food place. So we went to this local little cafe and I had some kind of egg sandwich. And really, so don't, if you're driving somewhere, you don't have to just eat at those road stops. You can get off the highway, go to a little town, find some decent food.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. And I know, you know, I know that once in a while you have to eat junk. Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, Connor, my son, who is obsessed now with Malamars.
With what?
Malamars. Did you ever have a Malamar, Dana?
No. What is it?
It's a cookie that is like a graham cracker on the bottom, a marshmallow, and it's covered with chocolate.
I love those. I have. They call them pinwheels here, I think.
Oh, well, they're called Malamars. Well, it's a box cookie that's in all the stores. It is what it is. It's called a Malamar. So anyway, he is obsessed with these cookies. And so I, you know, every once in a while I'll buy whatever they want and I'll let them have it. So yesterday I bought the box and within 5 minutes he ate every cookie in the box.
Oh my gosh.
Just every one. He was obsessed. And then he crapped his brains out all night. He had a stomach ache and he was on the toilet bowl, and which I'm really happy about because now, even though he has a virus and he's home from school today, I told him it was because he ate all those Malamars.
You're awful.
I don't mind him having two or three, but the child can't control himself. He's like a crazy person. So, you know, that's what I lied to him. I'm all for lying to the children.
Oh, jeez.
I think
awful.
It's good. No, if it works for, you know, what is good for, you know, you, for me, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But have you heard anything on the bag spinach fiasco?
I heard that, what was it on AOL over the weekend? A 2-year-old died? Did he die or just get real sick?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. Have you heard anything?
There was another, I think the count is up to like 117 people have been affected by it. And this toddler was affected because these people that were watching him made him a smoothie with the spinach in it.
And they were trying to feed him so healthy.
I know. That's what I thought too. I'm like, darn it. But, I haven't really heard too much else. I think they're starting to put the spinach back on the shelves, but that's about all I know.
All right. So anyway, this day today, I'm going to clean up my house. What do you have on the horizon for today?
I am still trying to find a home for one of the puppies that were
fostering. How did it go the other day?
What did I do?
You were going to go look and see if you could find a home for the puppy.
We were able to find a really good home for the little girl. We still have the little boy, though. So I'm still hoping.
Okay. Well, you have a good time trying to get rid of that puppy. I have a feeling you may have that dog for a long time.
Yeah, that's why everybody keeps telling me. He's adorable and very smart, but I don't know.
He's cute. And, yeah, so I'm going to go clean my house. Connor's homesick. You have a great day.
You too.
And we will talk to you girls tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.